Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys could all be here and come on this fine Sunday morning. Got some beautiful weather out there, so can't complain about that. We're going to start off with a few announcements. So if you want to look to your bulletin, you can see the announcement section there. Just two on there. The Ladies Night Out is July 18th. You can read about the details there. And then if you want to get a hold of somebody or got more questions, you can get a hold of Tammy Hoffman, and she can get you those. And then the nursing home birthday party is the July 24th on Thursday at 2:30. So if you can help out with that, talk to Jolene Hahn and get that underway. Also, one that's not on there is the junior department. David and Lori Freemark are not here today. They're spending some time with Anita this morning. And so there's no junior department singing time. There's still Sunday school class, but no junior department singing time. So make note of that if you're in the junior department. Are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is in that section, in the announcement section right above that. It's our church verse for 2025, and just want to remind you guys can memorize this and do that. There might be an opportunity to have a t-shirt or something like that if I design one or something. Might get to that, but I just also want to remind you to, as we read through this, just to remember, like, why we are here as worship and what our worship is to a righteous and holy God. So our call to worship is Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Well, again, good morning. We welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 470. Number 470, I ask you to stand with me, please. Footsteps of Jesus. Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come follow me. And we see where thy footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus make the pathway glow. We will follow the footsteps of Jesus where'er they go. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains, seeking the sheep, or along by Siloam fountains, helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly, serving the footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. Then at last, when on high he sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus and at his throne. Footprints of Jesus make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. Take this time to greet one another. Let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, good morning again. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. And just let everyone know, during our fellowship time, there will be cupcakes available in honor of Larry and Sherry's 60th wedding anniversary. So it's not a surprise to them, so I've been informed. But they would definitely love you all to stay for the fellowship time to whittle away the cupcakes. But to also tell Larry and Sherry congratulations. A couple of prayer requests that have been given to me. Brad Hahn has made it home. He had surgery this week. It's the grateful for being home, but it is the after effects of the surgery. The healing process is really painful. So we'll be praying for him. Also, we extend condolences to Elaine Peterman's family. She passed away this past week, and the service will be here at 10:30 on Wednesday. So we extend to Sherry and to the entire family with her Elaine's passing. Also, as mentioned, that Dave and Lori aren't here this morning. Anita fell last night. She is okay, but this is becoming more of a common occurrence, and they needed to go spend some time with her. So please lift up Anita in prayer, especially for just her well-being, not only physical, but also mental and spiritual. And then we've been praying for Brian Bonebright's mom, Marla. We continue to pray for her. And then I was given this prayer request before service. Jaylen and Jason Burma's brother-in-law, Marty, who is married to Sue, he was killed yesterday in a plane crash. And so they moved to the Rapid City area years ago for him to pursue his passion of flying. And so we need to lift up Sue and the family, as well as the extended family, the Lettler family. So be praying for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Mike. Wonderful. So Mike got a clean bill of health. So that's a praise for his cancer checkup. So for another year, thank you for the praise, because some of the requests were somewhat heavy. So to know that God is answering in all different ways. So Mike's clean bill of health. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship today, thank you that as we were reminded of following in the footsteps of Jesus, that when we look at the life that Jesus led, he was fully human, fully divine. And he showed us how God interacts in our world in a very visible way. Sometimes it is easy to not connect the dots. But we see how Jesus reacted to grief, how he reacted to tragedy, as well as the joys of this world. And we have, and the promise that he gave us, that in this world we will have trouble, but we take heart because he has overcome the world. And Father, we lift up these requests to you. We lift up Elaine's family with her home going as we latch on to the hope that we have in Christ, that the grave has been defeated. There is no more victory in death, but that your Son has given us the hope we need of eternity with you. Father, we just ask that you would walk with the family through this time, comfort them. Father, we also lift up Sue and the extended family with Marty's sudden passing, that as they wrestle with the suddenness and the tragedy, that you would be an ever-present help in this time. Give them comfort that only you can provide. May your church come alongside of them and be your hands and feet. And Father, we lift up Anita to you. Just ask that you would help to lift her spirits, that we are thankful for the legacy that she has been a part of here and the faithfulness that she has demonstrated. We just ask that you would encourage her today. We also lift up Brian's mom, Marla, to you, that you would be an ever-present help in her health situation as well. And we are grateful for the surgery that Brad came through. We just ask that you would help him in the healing process, especially dealing with the pain, that you would bring him comfort, and that each day would show a sign of improvement, be with Jolene as his helpmate. We praise you for Mike's clean bill of health, grateful for how you have worked in his life and being cancer-free. We just ask that you continue to sustain him and Roseanne as they explore each day in your presence. We're thankful for the health you've given both of them. Father, we're grateful for the ministries that we support. I pray for our youth group as they anticipate heading out to the hills for Hills Alive, that you would be preparing each one that is going, but also give them travel mercies, be with Pastor Abe and Diana and the sponsors going, that you would give them safe travels. Give Pastor Abe wisdom as he leads and guides and directs our youth group. Father, we also ask that you would be working in the ministries we support. Thinking of Sunshine this month, we pray that you would continue to use that ministry in the lives of families across our state and across the world. We just pray that with the completion of the girls' dorm, that you would bring the funds in to finish that, the funding of that building. We're grateful for it being able to be utilized for this coming school year. And we just pray for the students that you'll be bringing. We pray for the faculty and staff that you would bring the ones that to fill those open positions. And for our world, Father, we see the difficulties around us. We just ask that you would use us to be ministers of reconciliation and ambassadors for Christ in our own location and around the world. We thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
wonderful to come to the Lord's house.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read out of Psalms before we get started here. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness at night. I will sing the joy of the works of your hands, but you, O Lord, are on high forever. We're going to sing praises. We're going to love him. And I just ask you to stand, sing with us this morning.
Your great love will lead me through.
be seated. You know, when Abe was talking earlier, he was talking about the way that we love the Lord, how he loves us. And in that song, he loves us. How do we love him? How do we praise him? How do we give back to him for the endless things he does for us every day and every moment in our lives? The breaths we take are because of him. The love that we have to give to others is because of him. The praise that we give him, the way we love him, is what he searches for, is what he needs, is what he wants. He wants to feel our love. He wants to feel us in him. As we sing this next song, sorry, I get kind of choked up. As we sing this next song, again, it's the way we love him.
This morning with grateful hearts for your love for us, for your forgiveness that you have extended to us through your son Jesus and his death on the cross and his resurrection. We just thank you for the privilege that we have to come together and worship you this morning. In Jesus' name.